This is Abuse, Latino Radio Host Slams Joe Biden on Easter Transgenderism. By Neil Monroe on April 1, 2024. President Joe Biden's religious-themed celebration of transgenderism during Easter weekend may further damage his tepid support among the many American voters who are Hispanic and Christian. The political risk was highlighted in a conversation on a Monday broadcast by one of the largest Spanish-language radio stations in the country, La Mega 97.9 in the New York area. On the morning program El Vacilón de la Mañana, host Frederick Martinez, known by his moniker El Pasha, expressed outrage at the White House for observing Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. "Stop right there," Pasha told his morning audience, adding, "This is an abuse, a lack of respect. Don't come to me with that nonsense. The year has 52 weeks. How is it possible to do this on the most important week of humanity, when Christ died for us, freed us from sin, confronted and triumphed over death, the Sunday of resurrection? Look, I am very careful and respectful. Let everyone do whatever they damn want with their ideas, but not like this." On Friday, Biden's deputies began touting the claim that the Sunday would be labeled as a transgender day of visibility. The deputies insisted the event was not intended to collide with the Christian holy days of Good Friday and Easter Sunday. But on Sunday afternoon, Biden's X account tweeted a religious-themed version of the pro-transgender message. "Today, on Transgender Day of Visibility, I have a simple message to all trans Americans. I see you. You are made in the image of God, and you're worthy of respect and dignity." Biden's deputies apparently recognized the declining support for transgenderism and kept the pro-transgender message off its Spanish-language media accounts, according to the Daily Caller. That caution was sensible because even a pro-transgender survey in 2022 by Pew showed a clear majority of Hispanics reject the core claims of transgenderism. Pasha's co-hosts appeared to largely agree with his sentiments. "The declaration," said co-host Scarlett Molina, "was extremely jarring for those believers and a blow to our faith because we understand that it wasn't the appropriate day to publish this." "Why?" she asked. "Why take the day of Resurrection Sunday to do this?" An off-camera panelist added that the controversy was the product of the Biden administration being too liberal, adding, "If Biden wanted to wear a wig and a dress, do it after Holy Week, don't come on, during Holy Week to do something like this, which I think for you believers is offensive." The commentator also complained that dumb liberals are the ones voting for the governments who do these things, citing the phenomenon of drag queen story hours as another offensive example. "Today they are teaching our kids to go to the library so a transvestite can read to them. Transvestite hour. So what happens? We have to prevent these sorts of things that are being done, especially during a week that is so sacred," he added. Fellow co-host Victor De La Cruz called the Transgender Day of Visibility declaration shameless. "We respect the transgender community and wish the best to those who decide to take that path because it is a personal decision. But the authorities should also have a bit of tact and not do something so shameless," he asserted. For several years, Democratic leaders have championed the tiny share of Americans who claim to be transgender. This policy has been catnip for millions of Democratic-leaning voters who deeply empathize with people they see as afflicted minorities, such as transgender kids, migrant kids in cages, Black people generally, and even criminals. This progressive demographic is critical to Democrats because it is far larger than the tiny population of self-declared transgender people, few of whom even undergo cosmetic surgery on the genitals. Biden's Easter provocation of Christian voters may be intended to trigger a furious fight over sex and religion, and so motivate Biden's demoralized base of empathy voters. The empathy-minded progressive voters are mostly liberal women and are a critical slice of Biden's political coalition. But they are drifting away from Biden amid the damage caused by mass migration, economic turmoil, such as high rents, and the Israeli response to Hamas's October 7 massacre of Jewish civilians. Multiple Democrats are amping up their portrayal of transgender people as bullied victims as they try to spur an emotional conservative backlash and a progressive turnout in the November election. Many polls show that transgenderism is losing public support as more people, including many progressives, and gays and lesbians, feel the impact of transgenderism's civic aggression, personal violence, and criminal behavior. The movement's intellectual incoherence, medical damage, hostility to parents and women, and danger to pitiable children, women, men, and gay men, are also prompting many sympathizers to oppose the movement's increasingly divisive demands. This growing rejection of transgenderism, and of the civic chaos caused by government-pushed diversity and migration, is pushing family-minded voters to back Donald Trump, despite many misgivings about his character. The New York Times reported on March 2. President Biden continues to lose crucial support among Latino voters, with an increasing number of those voters saying they are more likely to vote for former President Donald J. Trump, according to a new poll by the New York Times and Siena College.